This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, an exclusive feature of the minds of the people who you will pay attention to. I hope if you're a fan of the News Talk format, you ought to be here every week so that Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy put together their thoughts on the charts this week. Week of February 26th to March 2nd, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio business, these are the big stories, and we'll pull them apart as we can, see what seems to intrigue us and perhaps you as well. The first one at number 10, focus on sports talk radio, NBA action, the World Series. Not quite, but the baseball season beginning with the, they call them the Grapefruit League, right? So the Grapefruit League games, have you heard any of you listened?
Cactus League, if it's
Cactus, Arizona, yeah, depending on where it is, right? Mm-hmm. Florida's Grapefruit League, Cactus League is in Arizona.
Yep.
Have you listened to any games? If there's any sport that lends itself well to the radio, I think baseball is it.
Oh, absolutely.
All of us growing up on listening to people like Vin Scully or Kurt Gowdy or Mel Allen or whoever else you've listened to, John Miller more recently. So have you listened to any games at all, Richie?
I have not, but I'm following a bunch of the Nats players on Instagram, so I'm getting kind of psyched.
Really?
That.
What are they having to say about their preseason practice?
You know, one interesting post the other day was they were taking pictures of the cars in the parking lot. It was like MLB parking lots, hashtag MLB parking lot, and pictures of Hummers and Corvettes and all kinds of stuff, and just pictures of after practice, all the players hanging out. So it's cool. It's getting me psyched. And as badly as the Nationals crashed and burned last year, I think I've had a little time to get over it, so I'm excited again.
Right. All right, so the listening, I don't know whether...
And you got March Madness getting ready to crank up here, too.
Yep, right. Every year, an overcooked, overzealous, overdone...
Brackets.
It's all about... It's corrupt, Rich. It's corrupt. The stuff that came out this week about the history of some of these college...
Oh, I wouldn't argue with that. No.
Well, so that's...
It's still fun. I mean,
why promote that?
Doug, everything is corrupt.
I'm not corrupt.
Everything.
You're not corrupt. I don't think you're corrupt. Victoria, you're not corrupt, are you?
I am not. I am pure.
Okay, good for you. Speaking of pure, number 9 this week, whether Oprah runs or she doesn't run, more of this which becomes nonsense speculation as far as I'm concerned. I'm betting that Joe Crummy in his Evil Thoughts podcast has had something to say about Oprah running for president, right?
I just say that it depends upon what God has to say, and when it comes to Oprah and God, everybody knows they have a direct line, they have a hotline, so we're all very respectful about what God says personally to Oprah, as I am, and I know you are too.
Yeah,
and we're all waiting to see what God says to Oprah, so it's all good as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure we'll hear about it on Sunday night a little bit, too.
I think the reference here is to Oprah suggesting she would do what God told her to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And after that, I think I went off, not off, but I was talking about her relationship with Deepak Chopra, how she's become very spiritual over the years, and many of her best programs, in my estimation, have been programs that focus on spirituality.
Well, right. Oprah's spirituality is cool. Mike Pence's is not cool. I mean, that's the thing you have to understand.
Yeah, Joy Behar.
You know, really, one person's relationship with God is cool.
Well, I think you misuse, in my meaning of spiritual, has nothing to do with religion.
Well,
zero.
The big dig this week, Doug, was Joy Behar jumping on Pence because he said God talked to him. And then now Oprah says God talks to her.
Did Joy Behar jump on her?
And that's all good. Do you think Joy Behar is going to take on Oprah?
I find Joy Behar Behar, after she's always been a really angry, kind of nasty person, and when she was supposedly a humorist, I never found her funny. But what really turned me off to her a couple of weeks ago, for whatever the reason, I happened to have The View on. Or did I get a clip of it because I saw a news story about how Behar attacked Meghan McCain and her overzealous condemnation of all Republicans. If you're a Republican, you're bad. That kind of thinking went out with the Neanderthal period, or at least it should have been. All Republicans are not bad. All Republicans are not all good. There are not all good Democrats or all good. The kind of thinking that is exhibited by people on both sides that is that fixed, that angry, that nasty, is the reason this country is as blanked up as it is at the moment.
True.
And to
so
see
true.
Her attack, Meghan didn't know what to do, frankly. And I didn't, you know, she didn't attack her back again. But the look in Behar's, she's like she's a mad woman. Hmm. When you look at her eyes, when she gets this political, whatever it is, in her, she's just.
You know, I noticed that with a number of people that I've gotten to know. I won't mention the names, but some, I should, but I won't.
Go
but,
ahead, throw a couple
on the
out,
surface.
Come on,
right,
throw a couple of people.
No,
on
there's
the
some people Joe. that you know have a reputation for being funny, etc. I've done shows with them, and when it comes to politics, they get really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that on the surface, it's all supposed to be funny, and then you talk about politics, and they
nasty.
Can't take it, and they go crazy. I've got personal first-hand experience of this. And
well, you're a little crazy, amazing. Too, so you would understand.
Yes, I totally get it, but I usually try to stop, you know, at the point where I'm really angry and pissed. You know, I don't...
You know, it's interesting to watch how people whose life, whose their pay depends on having as connections to as many people as possible, shoot their foot... Because they cannot contain
themselves. Oh, I see. 50% of the audience, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I see people who have social media followings that basically pay their salary, and they are killing whatever side you're on, left or right. They are angering the other side and basically shooting themselves in the foot and cutting their paycheck in half. And I just don't get it.
Well, wait a minute.
Have some control.
Well, hold on, just a second. You run a right-wing radio network.
Conservative, people, thank you.
Okay, well, right to center, let's put it that way.
Yes, center right.
And when I first was associated with you, I did a lot of that stuff myself. And it didn't serve me well because it doesn't serve anybody well who's in the advertising. I'm a radio talk person. I'm a radio host. I'm a radio entrepreneur.
Whose program airs on mostly conservative talk radio programs.
Yes, exactly.
Right on.
The other side of that is... That with the advent of being understanding that I'm an advertising person and I need to get people to buy products, if I go all out one way or another, it does, as we just discussed, alienate half of the audience. So that's why there's not a lot of discussion on the regular program I do of either right or left focused politics, or at least I try to balance it, because I don't want... Ed McMahon told me, you've heard me tell this story, Richie, 100 times.
Yeah, but it's
Ed
different,
McMahon,
Doug.
Huh?
Ed McMahon was on The Tonight Show. He wasn't on News Talk Radio. News Talk Radio and the Radio America Network and all the, not all the shows, but the politically based shows that we have here, they come from a certain perspective.
Yes,
it's
I understand
like
that.
It's not like we're CNN and Fox. Don't
I
no.
love it when you
But it's not like we're selling pizzas and all of a
fighting.
Sudden I hate this side or that side and I'm going to make my
right, you're a proud pizza eater, right?
My
you're
pizza
a proud pizza
mad,
eater
right.
and you want to
Right,
talk
are you
going to
say
pizza?
That about
What's
Papa John's this week? And the football, what about that? How about we take somebody who's like Domino's Pizza, the guy who
Papa John's
ran,
made a business decision. Well,
yeah.
The guy you know
with
what? The, perfect example the... this week that rolls right into our top ten here. Dick's Sporting Goods
mm-hmm.
and Walmart and everybody else who decided that they weren't going to sell rifles to people under the age of 21.
All right. Well, I think Dick's Sporting Goods has, they've eliminated assault rifles. They're not selling them at all.
Right, but I think it was either Walmart or somebody else said they aren't even going to, they aren't going to sell rifles, period, to under 21. Dick's, yes.
I think
rifles.
Both of them said that, Richie.
But you know what? That's fine.
Walmart.
They are, that's capitalism at its best.
Yeah.
We made a business decision, and we will stand by that business decision.
Nobody's criticizing you for it. It was a brilliant, brilliant business decision.
I don't know
for you. I'm just saying in general, when it comes to this sort of thing, the less people, whether it's it may be more for television, as you've suggested, than for radio, because the most successful radio programs doing talk do tend to flow right of center for whatever the reason. So those people are selling products
because
to
there
the
wasn't
masses.
An outlet for those listeners to hear
right
the news
before
based on where they stand anywhere else. Yeah. Yes,
but I just. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, not to belabor this point, but on going back and forth on, you know, sharing political views and not sharing, in my generation, everyone has shared political views, and if you don't, you get criticized for not taking a stand.
True. Mm-hmm.
So, but like, Taylor Swift has been blasted for years because she's never made a political statement at all, and then when Hillary was running and Katy Perry was campaigning for Hillary and a lot of female stars were very vocal about their support for either Bernie or Hillary or whatever. And, you know, Taylor Swift got a lot of backlash because she refused to make a political statement.
Smart. I don't care. She's smart.
Well, it's a different generation now.
So am I not smart because I don't want to make a political statement and
defend
my advertisers?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying if you're in the celebrity world, you're talking about people on TV. I'm not talking about radio. Radio's totally mm-hmm. different. But people on TV, you know, if it's not an obvious Meghan McCain versus Joy Behar thing, a lot of celebrities are getting flack, especially on social media, for not taking a stand.
That's so ridiculous, though.
If
she wants to
now.
Keep her beliefs, who cares? She has her beliefs. She wants to keep them to herself, and that's her right.
I'm not
just
saying
the same
it's right
as
or
it's Joy Behar's right
is.
To say what she wants to say.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's the trend. That's the way it is now. It's
yeah,
different.
Well, unfortunately, the trend has become extremist and very hateful because of social media, and that's where everything's falling apart.
Right. All right.
I'd rather not hear, really. I'd rather not hear their opinions half the time, you know.
All right, we've got it. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Richie.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Natural Health Solutions with Chris and Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Great, Chris.
Now, you're the CEO of GetTheTea.com, right?
Yes, I am.
What is GetTheTea.com? I mean, is this tea you buy in a store?
Well, no, it's not. Life Change Tea is just that, life-changing. Life Change Tea is an herbal tea that gently cleanses your body from intruders.
What do you mean by intruders?
Well, intruders are toxins, chemicals, GMOs, heavy metals, and more. They're in our food, in our water, in our air we breathe.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
And Life Change Tea will help you with removing these, as you say, intruders?
That's right, Chris.
Are there side effects with this tea?
Well, you might lose a little weight. When you clean your colon, you lose weight, you feel better, and you have more energy.
Wow. Ronnie, where can people purchase Life Change Tea?
Oh, that's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Ronnie, I want to thank you for being on the show. People, don't forget, GetTheTea.com.
Say hi to Susie Smith of Graniteville, Vermont, listening to the overview of what's going on the Talk Radio Review.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast that millions and jillions of people every week listen to on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Then there's Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, long a sufferer of working with me for decades. And then and then we bring Victoria Keelan into the mix to add some masterfully placed comments that even things out. So we continue. Isn't it interesting how we jumped from number 9 to number 1? Just like that.
Boom.
Yep, there it is. The whole discussion of who's zooming whom. I suppose maybe because it is number 1, we ought to spend the most amount of time there. The NRA's top lobbyist says he has Trump in his back pocket. So, and this is, once again, the word lobbyist and NRA together, or how many other organizations, fill in the blank. Somebody's top lobbyist. That's the reason this country is as blanked up as it is. Campaign finance reform will lead to a fix of all these other things. But until we grasp that, agree to it, and do something about it, Doug Steffen says, this debate is a waste of time, the focus, all of these guys have gone out of town, they didn't do anything, they don't have to do anything, people will forget about it until the next thing happens.
Well, that's, if he's got Trump in his back pocket, then how come Trump is basically going against all of the GOP desires on gun control?
You know,
He really isn't. He even tweeted, he had such a great meeting with the NRA, nothing's changed. And the NRA even tweeted that, you know, that Pence and Trump are not for gun control and nothing's going to change. So this was just, he got a little bit of good publicity. It sounded good that he was going to go against his own party for the sake of saving children's lives, and nothing's going to change. I'm with Doug on this.
Well, I'm not going to agree with you on Trump. I think Trump is a closet New York liberal. He certainly is not a conservative in the truest sense of the word. Maybe some of his pronouncements have come across that way, but I don't see him in the same league as we were talking earlier about the other people that are on Radio America. Dana Lash, for example, who's the spokesperson for the National Rifle Association and does a very successful daily talk program, is someone that is true to the core of that thinking. I don't see Trump,
well, whatever,
even though she's supportive of Trump, because where else is she going to go?
Right.
I get that.
But whatever his motivations are, I'm just saying I agree with you to your point that nothing is going to change. We're not going to see any new gun legislation. We haven't actually seen any new gun legislation since, I think, 2015 was the last thing.
We don't need any new gun legislation. We need to enact, or we need to
enforce
the gun legislation
except
that's already there.
Well, I would like to see a ban on assault rifles for civilians, because I would like to see that.
Yeah.
There's no need for that whatsoever.
Joe Crummy does not need an AK-47 to protect his property.
Right.
Richie, you don't need it either. You don't want it. You don't even have a gun.
So, but what do you decide what I need or what I want?
I'm telling you, I've been to your house, and I'm in that neighborhood. I don't see anybody come bringing an AK-47 to your house to shoot it up. Well, you shoot anybody else up in your neighborhood.
But I don't want you to decide, just like you don't want me to decide for you, I don't want you to decide for me.
I'm not suggesting that I'm deciding it for you.
But
you
just did.
If that's the way it came across, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying, in general, okay, let's put a general face on it.
In general.
Does anybody... need.
All right,
see,
General.
That's exactly the problem.
AK-47, what, Victoria?
Well, that's exactly the problem. No one on the right who is a Second Amendment person, they will not relent. They will not have a discussion of, yeah, it's kind of true, we really don't need assault rifles in civilian hands. They will not. That's why this is never going to go anywhere. Because everybody feels that way. If you're a Second Amendment
person.
Because
they're all afraid if you give an inch, they'll take a mile.
But that's ridiculous.
I got a BB gun sitting in my house. That's next. I'm just telling you what they think.
I get that, but how are we going to move forward as a society then if no one is willing to make a compromise?
Because they don't believe that there's compromise on the other side. They believe it's a stepping stone.
28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, what new 2019 model cars can you expect to see in showrooms this year? Hyundai will have a new Veloster. It gets a smart refresh and will get a new trim level. The Veloster N will join the lineup as a new performance line with 275 horsepower. Right on the heels of the new Jeep Wrangler is the new Jeep Cherokee. This is the most capable vehicle in class. Kia also have a new Forte modeled on the much talked about Stinger. To see these cars and for more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the hour, you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, going through the stories. I haven't been a good leader, I don't think, in this circumstance, because I started at number 10 and then immediately we jumped to number 1.
Oh, keep going, Mr. Trump. Let's see what's next.
Why postpone the joy?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, when you look at all of the Trump-oriented conversations, Trump and the Russians, Trump and the probe, the Sessions tension, Hope Hicks and what's going on with her.
That guy knows how to get himself on a talk radio list, doesn't he?
He does.
He's a Trump dude.
Yeah, he sure does. All right, so, and I'm looking at some of the other things that are on this list, like Kushner and the speculation that that he's trying to figure out how to get rid of, he, being the president, is trying to figure out how to get rid of his daughter and son-in-law, and has told the chief of staff to get him out, and then he talks to them and he doesn't want to. I mean, is this really going on, or is that just some speculation.
I can't imagine that.
That doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Why would he want to get rid of Ivanka and Jared?
Right.
There's a story. Why would he post? Huffington Post. Consider the source. Trump reportedly wants his chief of staff to get rid of Jared and Ivanka, but vacillates and then tells them to stay.
I think his chief of staff wants to get rid of Jared and Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly wants them gone.
But if you're reading an anti-Trump story from the Huffington Post,
that's like reading it. Come on, it's like watching CNN.
Right,
same kind of stuff. All right, so what do we know about Hope Hicks, other than she's fairly attractive?
She's hot. We want to talk about
it. No, you can just say it. She's very attractive.
So now we have the sexism
very smart.
Taken care of. Why is she leaving?
I don't think she needs it anymore. And you know what? I think she'll be back, too. I think, you know, in the 2020 campaign, they're already talking about she's still going to be working for the Trump administration.
What does she do in the meantime? Where does somebody like that go? Where has they all go to
PR
commentators?
She'll end up on TV.
Yeah, I think she'll have no problem putting food on the table. I don't think
she'll end up on TV. She'll be a talking head.
Yeah. How many talking heads is there room for?
I know, right? Whatever happened to Sean Spicer? Wasn't he supposed to be?
I was thinking that too. Yeah.
Right? Wasn't he supposed to have some sort of new gig?
Sean Spicer doesn't look like Hope Hicks.
Right, she'll end up on Fox.
That ain't happening.
She'll be on Sean Hannity's show, and God love Sean, but yeah, she'll be on Sean's show next week, and then there'll be a contract, and she'll look great. You know, she'll be on TV.
Is Fox coming back from the Bill O'Reilly, the problems they had with Ailes, and I don't follow this, I don't watch CNN, I don't watch MSNBC, I don't watch Fox. Once in a while, I see Sean for a moment or two, or we'll watch Rachel for a moment or two, or some of those clowns at CNN. I have no respect for any of them except Wolf. I still like Wolf Blitzer.
You like the Wolfer?
No, really?
Yeah, I do.
But, like Wolf Blitzer.
But I don't. But it's not where I go.
He's a pro news guy, but still sensationalism of their stories.
Where do you get your news
headlines?
Where do I get my news?
Yeah, where do you get your news?
Oprah.
He just makes it up as he goes. Yeah, right?
I think that's a great question, though, because who do you trust? Who do
I trust you?
Doug is exactly right. You don't trust anybody. You read MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and the Daily Beast. And then you kind of go, okay, somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Yep.
It's the only thing you can do now. There is nobody I trust.
You want to know?
People just don't trust regular news even.
No.
This week there was a big headline that Lester Holt's ratings are way down, and they're trying to figure out what to do about that. I don't think it's a commentary on Lester Holt
himself. Cancel the nightly news and put some entertainment show in there. Nobody cares.
They could put a rerun of Modern Family or some other syndicated sitcom that would do better in ratings.
We've created a situation that if you can't tune in and watch the news and get some sort of opinion, that people are
because
just
you're too stupid
off.
To have their own,
right?
Yeah,
people need to be told what to think now.
Ah, great. You know,
I think the news is honestly it's just very depressing.
Try this again, folks, in a moment.
It is.
Go ahead, Victoria.
It's just that, but the news, I think, part of the reason why people don't watch the news anymore, they'd rather read it, it's just that every news story is so depressing. Who got shot? Who got mugged? Some old person was taken advantage of.
It's
terrible.
Yep.
It's
well, that's why I bailed on local TV years ago, because that's all it is. Gang shootings, all that. So I bailed on local TV.
Our local radio news station. I can't listen to it anymore. It's traffic and weather every 10 minutes, and then murder in between.
Einstrom.
And I bailed years ago on local TV, and I think you can see the difference now, too.
You know,
all the new platforms. What did you say?
What,
you bagging on me, bro?
Yeah. All right, so for the fourth time, I'm going to go through my sources. NBC. What's on my screen at the moment? NBC, The Guardian, The Boston Herald, CBS News, Reuters, the AP, CNN, let's see here, the Worcester Telegram, ABC News,
that's
Fox
the big one, the Worcester Telegram.
That's right. The Metro West Daily News, though, Richie, that's even bigger. Forbes Magazine, let's see, what else have I got on here? Mashable, Page Six, TMZ, Let's see, what else have I got that's working? The L.A. Times, Washington Post, New York Times. That's what I got on my screen. And what am I getting from all of that? A lot of the same thing on each one of them, pretty much. Although it's interesting, L.L. Bean is taking an interesting stand on guns. Here's another. This is a nationally known outfit headquartered up in Portland, Maine. They've had their Bean outfits and their shoes and boots and all of that stuff.
Leather. They're leather intensive. Right.
Right. Yes. They are going to restrict the sales of guns from now on. Now here's and Maine is feverishly, really strongly independent. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, and you don't take your guns away from anybody up there. There's not. And so I find it interesting that they have made a statement this week. They will sell firearms at the Maine store in Portland, and they will limit it to hunting and target shooting guns. No longer sell to anybody under 21, and they will not sell ammunition.
I don't know if that's legal. Interesting. I don't know if that's legal.
What's legal?
You know, that whole thing about saying, I won't sell.
Why? They can. It's a business.
Can't they
private
sell
business.
Whatever they want?
They can decide what they want to sell.
I'm good with that. You know what? I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
What?
You may be right.
You can't be forced to sell something in your store.
To sell something. Right.
I don't know. You
let the consumer decide is my plot. Yeah. Always let the consumer decide. If it's a bad decision, they'll know.
I'm not sure you can say to somebody, you have a Second Amendment right to possess something, and you're not going to sell to me based on my age.
But you can go somewhere else. You can go somewhere else and buy it.
Well, yeah, but you could say that to people who won't make a cake for...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, hello.
I
don't think it's legal. I don't think you can say to somebody, I won't sell you something because I...
Right.
Right, they have to change the law first. That's a Second Amendment right.
You're right. The age thing, definitely.
Yeah,
because
I think that'll end up in court.
Because you can't say, I'm a liquor store and I only sell to people 25 and older. You can't do that either.
Right.
See, I get that. Yeah, totally. No, I'm not completely crazy.
Thank you for
that. You got a point. I'm a liquor store and I'll sell beer to people 21, but I'll only sell liquor to people 25.
Right. You can't do that.
You cannot.
Right, but you know what? As you guys were saying,
I ought to be able to sell. Wait a minute.
No.
I'm in the business of selling things I've created. I'm selling
age
raw milk. I could sell
age
raw milk to people, to anybody that I want. If I don't want to sell the raw milk to you, I don't have to sell it to you. If I don't want to make
a cake because
I'm gay or they're gay, then I'm not going to make a cake for you.
It's discrimination, sir.
So
I'm going to take you to court.
Really. Put me out of business. But I still have the ability to...
You're going down, Stefan. Stefan is going
not
down.
In these
you're
times,
going
you
down.
Don't.
You're going okay. down.
You have to sell to everybody, whether you like it or not.
I don't want to sell to you, Richie. I'm not selling.
Don't worry. I won't be knocking on your door soon.
I'm not buying from you, okay? I don't care if you don't want to sell to me. I don't want to buy from you. You understand that? I'm not buying from you.
Here's something to buy. 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables at balanceofnature.com. Nature's fruits, nature's veggies, in a small capsule, has all the dried ripened fruits in the green capsule, and all the, I'm sorry, the green capsule is the veggies, the red capsule, the fruits. I want to make sure I get this all right. There are two capsules that you take in the morning and two at night. And after you do that for a week or so, your immune system will be recharged. Do it for a month. Your immune system will be 700% better than it was. So if you're concerned about the rest of the winter keeping your health, then the immune system is what you need to make prop up and make sure it's functioning properly. Best way to do that is by taking a daily supplement from Balance of Nature. It's free for the first month. The first month's supply using the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. Get these capsules, take them. You can take them as they are, or you can dump them on your food, whatever. It'll give you better overall health. That's their claim. That's the guarantee. Testimonials galore at their website, Balance of Nature. Read them. And then take advantage of the opportunity that you get by using the DJV code of the free supply. The first month supply free. Balance of Nature products. Enhance your immune system. Go there now. Balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Reflection on the letter V. The best things in life are Vs, RVs, ATVs, SUVs, V. Making things soar in the outdoors, never bored. Saving money, because I bundle the policies. Victory! Like beating Vikings at volleyball on a volcano. Try not to fall.
Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Talk Radio Roundup 47 after the hour with Rich and Joe and Victoria and Doug. So we have Pukin Putin on the list, both on the people list and on the story list because of his threat to push us, some people think, into another Cold War. The only thing is the new nukes, according to most folks, don't work. And so under the circumstances, he's trying to say that he has a new nuclear arsenal or is building one, but so far most of the Americans who have been asked about it say this is something that's been around for a long time. He's been trying to use these things or make them work, and they don't work. All he's doing is rattling sabers.
Oh, so it's a new marketing ploy for on his behalf.
Yes. Yeah. Well, right. It's a marketing ploy in that he's running for re-election, and of course he has a lot of people running against him that he hasn't shot yet. So he's got to make sure that he stands out.
The lead guy's been arrested already, right? His number one competition, he was arrested.
Right. Yeah, they'll be gone soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
All right, let's give short shrift to the people list here. Oprah's at 10, Nicholas Cruz at 9. Why we even put him on the list anymore is beyond me.
Why even say his name?
That's weird.
Exactly.
Right. Who's
Casey Cagle? Anybody know?
Doesn't he do the top 40 countdown?
I have no idea. I have no idea who that is.
It could be in Romania, Richie. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Jared Kushner is at 7. Robert Mueller is at 6. More overinflated egos. Oh, Bad Casey Vlad Kegel is at 5.
Is he the governor of where the Delta?
Casey Cagle?
Yeah, he's a lieutenant governor of Georgia who took away the tax break.
Right. I should have known.
I thought that was a weird the Delta sexual experience.
Yeah, that's what that's about. Yeah. Yeah,
all right, let's keep going.
Yeah.
John Kelly is 4. Jeff Sessions is 3. Hope Hicks is 2. Is that a real name, by the way? She really Hope Hicks?
Hope Hicks? Hell yeah.
Could she be?
I wouldn't choose that name, so it must be real.
Yeah. And Donald Trump, number one. We always know Donald Trump is number one.
Evil,
right?
Trump.
All right, check out the evil podcasts of one Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts. You go to that website or Evil Thoughts where various and sundry podcasts are collected, and you'll find it. It's now 50 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio Review.
Here's
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Now it's time for our weekly check of the top five stories from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on number five, first of all, because we count them down to number one, selfies. This is not about Jennifer Lawrence, just about in general selfies, right?
Correct. So selfies have become a part of pretty much every American's daily life, and now psychologists are saying that if you're actually taking too many selfies, you may have what they have dubbed self-itis. So it's a recent study that's published in the International Journal of Mental Health and Addiction, and they were tracking people in different countries, and even people in India that apparently have compulsive selfie-taking behaviors that are leading to this disorder. They're not classifying it as a mental disorder yet because the American Psychiatric Association has not really weighed in, but a lot of experts are saying they're very concerned, and they say if you look at your social media platform, whether it's Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, if more than 50% of your photos are selfies, then that's actually a red flag that you may have some sort of a mental disorder. And they link it to anxiety, depression, self-esteem. All those things are linked to heavy social media use and apparently selfies.
All right. Number four, is a focus on Amazon. Has there been a week that you can remember when there wasn't one tech story on Amazon, at least one big story on Amazon?
Amazon is, yeah, I know, it's true. If you suddenly started getting photos of your front porch from your Amazon delivery person, you're not alone. They actually have been rolling out this new program where they're sending, and you can get it as a text message or you can just check on your Amazon account. But basically the delivery person is sending a snapshot of proof of delivery because so many packages are stolen. So Amazon is now, instead of, you know, they have to refund so many people, and because people call up and say, I never got my package, and, you know, it's not there. So they actually have been trying to figure out a way to combat those refunds, and this is what they've come up with. So if they send a proof of delivery wherever they leave the box, if it's in a bush or on your front porch, they're trying to hide them now so that they're not that obvious, which is a good thing. But this is their newest thing to at least help consumers understand where their packages were left. So we'll see if it works in the long run.
Number three, as we count our way to number one, has a focus on Spotify. Who knew they were as good as they are?
Yep. Spotify has announced that they are moving forward with their IPO, and they filed paperwork for a $1 billion initial public offering. They will be trading on the stock exchange under Spot, S-P-O-T, and they have 159 million monthly users. 71 million actually pay for a premium subscription, which is way more than Pandora, Apple, or Google Music.
All right. So, number two, Snapchat and the Kylie Jenner tweet. This shows you how broad the impact is of what we call social media, how many different choices there are, how many different outlets there are, I think, Victoria.
Yep. This was probably the strangest story of the week in terms of tech. Kylie Jenner has just made a sort of random offhanded comment. She tweeted, which she's on all the social media platforms, but she's pretty much known for Snapchat. But she tweeted, so does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore, or is it just me? Ugh, this is so sad. That's all she said. The stock dropped 6% because of that tweet. The company actually was wiped out $1.3 billion off the market value. This was a huge, huge reaction by Wall Street to one tweet from Kylie Jenner. So they have over 1.2 million people have signed a petition on change.org. They want the Snapchat design to go back to the last way that it was. And it's just, this was the craziest story, the power of Kylie Jenner. She has 25 million followers on Snapchat. And apparently a lot of them are no longer using Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Number one this week, the top five tech stories of the week, capped by another focus on Equifax.
This is like an Amazon now. Every week there's more of this stuff coming out. Now it turns out this week 2.4 million more Americans have been affected by the 2017 data breach. Equifax says that this new round of people, this brings the total somewhere up around 150 million people now. So this new 2.4 million, Equifax said, had their names and partial driver's license information stolen. So the CEO of Equifax is an interim CEO, is still trying to figure out how to help people. But once again, we've been saying it here, freeze your credit reports. It's free and it's easy to do, and that's the best way to handle it.
Hurt nobody if this company went out of business. At 59 past the hour, the review of technology on Tech Talk.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.